broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendrick.
I figured if I'm going to be a journalist.
And he's more of an entertainer, and he's a happy, rich man.
It's pretty much like the thing. I'm not the only one that does it.
It contains valerian root extract, rose hips extract.
I am Stephen Hawking. I do not believe in God or the afterlife.
Yeah, Phil Henry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch. Happy Monday night, and welcome to The Thing here. And, you know, we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't, so they won't, and they don't, and like that. Get a backstage pass. Watch our live streaming video of the show right now. This is the only radio show that's worth watching. The only radio show that's worth watching. You want to go ahead and throw your money away on some of these? I'm a video pass to see so and so as he sits there in front of the big sign, and he never moves a muscle, and whoever it is, and you know, just talks to whoever's calling and that, and wears a suit and a tie.
Yeah, you're more psychotic.
Psychotic, huh?
Yeah.
Great, thanks.
Well, that's true.
All right, well, I'm sorry that I brought it up, but the point is, get a backstage pass. You can go to philhenryshow.com and pick that up. You can also get our archived audio there. You can get our live podcast, our daily podcast, as well as our Classic Phil podcast. Coming up later on tonight, we're going to have Bobby Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association and Parent Teacher Organization talking about the mother who was injecting her 8-year-old daughter with Botox, if you can believe that one. Her 8-year-old daughter with Botox. And this hour, we're going to be discussing a rather interesting line from, I say line, it's almost as if the guy is, in show business, but in a lot of ways he is. Stephen Hawking, the great scientist who said there's no heaven. Stephen Hawking. It's a fairy story for people who are afraid of the dark. And we're going to have Dr. Ron Turner on the line with us. Dr. Turner is a member of the staff there at Mountain Meadow Observatory in Colorado. 877-876-7445. 877-876-PHIL. And Margaret Gray, by the way, will be on with us later on this show in the third hour, I believe. Right, bud?
Yeah, she's going to come on the last hour.
And she's going to sing Calling You from Baghdad Cafe because she's going to be in the play. I don't know what it is. Some dinner theater thing. In any event, I better not. Don't tell her I said that. Our affiliate spotlight tonight is on KUFO 970 AM in Portland and WAVH 106.5 FM in Mobile, Alabama. Although I got a tweet this weekend from some dumbass up in Oregon, and nobody from the radio station. And so we may want to double check that one, Jace. But you know how it is, right? All right, 877-876-7445, 877-876-7445. Phil, and on the line with us is Dr. Ron Turner from the Mountain Meadow Observatory in Colorado. And Dr. Turner is going to join us here in just a moment. Ron, how are you doing this evening?
Very well, Phil. Thank you for inviting me on with this conversation.
You're welcome. First thing I want to do is, well, actually, I thought I had audio, but it was just Stephen Hawking saying that he has a backstage pass.
Well, that's very good. And I would like to get one, too.
Well, no time like the present.
Exactly.
All right. In any event, the story is that Stephen Hawking says a belief that heaven or an afterlife awaits us is a fairy story. Dr. Hawking, as you know, is one of the most eminent scientists in the world. Many compare him to the genius of Einstein. Dr. Hawking has done serious work in astrophysics and has been obviously published and a winner of a Nobel Prize. As well, having to do with his work in the field of black holes, I believe. So he's an eminent man, and as I said, there are some who think, who have the opinion that he perhaps could be as brilliant, as revolutionary, and perhaps as legendary as at some time in the future as Dr. Albert Einstein. He's saying here that there is no heaven. He says, quote, I've lived with the prospect of an early death for the last 49 years. I am not afraid of death. As you know, he has Lou Gehrig's disease.
He does, Phil. And the other thing I think people should know about Dr. Hawking is that he is a man who was an athlete before he contracted this terrible disease. He was a soccer player, as they say in England. So this is a man who lost quite a bit. And now he's in a wheelchair.
Right. So he's right. So he has stared at the prospect of death And not only that, but it's almost been like a living death for that man because Lou Gehrig's disease is a paralyzing ailment. I can't even imagine what it must be like for people who have this. It's a paralyzing ailment. And in the case of Dr. Hawking, I think the only movement the poor man has is his ability to blink. Is that right?
I think so. Dr. Hawking also utilizes some apparatus on his wheelchair, which is designed for him, which allows him mobility and locomotion by utilizing, I think, some sort of a switch that he could activate with the motion of his head or the movement of his head.
All right. So he definitely has a life that none of us would want. He says, and he does this by way of computer when he makes these statements or he writes, he says, "I'm not afraid of death. I regard the brain as a computer which will stop working when its components fail. There's no heaven or afterlife for broken down computers. That is a fairy story for people afraid of the dark." Hawking's latest comments go beyond those laid out in his 2010 book, The Grand Design, in which he asserted that there is no need for a creator to explain the existence of the universe. The book provoked a backlash from some religious leaders who accused Hawking of committing an elementary fallacy of logic. The physicist's remarks draw a stark line between the use of God as a metaphor and the belief in an omniscient creator whose hands guide the workings of the cosmos. In the interview, Hawking rejected the notion of life beyond death and emphasized the need to fulfill our potential on Earth by making good use of our lives. And you have been long a critic of Stephen Hawking.
Yes, I have been.
But you agree with him here.
I do, and it is very difficult because I have not been a big Stephen Hawking fan. I heard what you were saying about him, Phil, and the accolades you were according him. Stephen Hawking is responsible for some amazing discoveries and amazing theory. I think he's also a man who is capable of some unbelievable leaps of logic, which the rest of us just immediately assume must be the foundations of truth, because he is disabled, because he seems to have a great life despite the fact that he's in this wheelchair. But I do have to agree with him when it comes to this.
All right, tell me why.
Well, the reason, Phil, I think is very obvious. There is only one thing we can hold on to in this world, and I don't want to get anyone angry at me. I'm not here to debate the existence of God. I'm simply here as the only man, a representative of the only profession there is on Earth that stands between us and devastation, that stands between us and the cave, that stands between mankind and returning to a cave and eating wild animals, going back to hunting and gathering, and that is science. And as a scientist, I am proud of my profession because we deal only in fact.
Do you believe in God?
Well, you know, if I do, I do. If I don't, I don't. But I understand that there is no way that's relevant. In other words, Phil...
When you say that there's no relevance to God, then you would say there's no relevance to heaven. But that's different from saying it doesn't exist.
Well, in the case of heaven, I have to agree with Dr. Hawking that there is no heaven. If you ask me, is there a intelligent design, I don't know, perhaps. But that doesn't mean I don't believe in evolution. And I would have to say that Dr. Hawking, as much as I dislike him, and I don't like him, and I don't fall for what a lot of people fall for, which is the he's in a wheelchair, I just feel so bad for him, and he must be so lonely. Well, no, he's not lonely, and I've got into that with you.
Let's not talk personally about him. Let's just stick to the topic here.
Right. Well, the point is this. Dr. Hawking says something that needs to be said, and that is there is science, and then there is the abyss. As a scientist, I am able, and I'm very proud of this, to take my place among others in a profession that in many ways is a sort of a priesthood. I don't say that I'm a priest, but we are the truth givers, of the scientists, because we work with truth. We work with those things that can be trusted. I don't want to be controversial. The last thing that I want is controversy. The last thing I want to do is make anyone angry. Phil, I deal in strictly truth and fact when I say that I am personally more important than Jesus Christ.
And you don't want to be controversial?
I cannot. No, I don't. I honestly don't.
Well, then why would you say something like that?
Because it's the truth. I don't want to be controversial.
But even if it was the truth, why would you say that?
Because it is the truth. And so...
You must know that it's going to be a controversial statement.
I don't think it's controversial. Even if you're one who believes in Jesus, you would understand why I would think I was more important than him.
Well, if you're one who believes in Jesus, you are one who believes that only Jesus has importance, and everything else falls behind Jesus, that Jesus is God, right?
No, I understand that. But if you believe in Jesus, but you know that Dr. Rod Tarter is a scientist, it would be logical for me to say that I'm more important than Jesus, wouldn't it?
If you were not a believer in Jesus, are you a believer in Jesus Christ?
I believe in God.
You believe in God. You know, I think that's going to confuse a lot of people, all right?
Well, I don't believe in the same God that other people believe in. Perhaps that makes things a little bit easier. I don't believe in the... I'm not a Christian, but I'm not here to offend Christians. I'm here to tell what I see as the truth. And Dr. Hawking, I think, did the same thing. I think he said, I don't want to offend anyone. I'm simply here to tell you the truth. And the truth is, there's no heaven, that when you die, that'll be the end of it. No matter how good a life you've lived, no matter how bad a life you've lived. And
so we all go to the same place, huh? Adolf Hitler, me, Mother Teresa, we all go to the same spot. Even Jesus went to the same place.
Well, that is what, as a scientist, I have to believe because I have no other evidence.
You know that Christians believe that Jesus rose from the dead.
I understand that, yes.
And you don't believe that happened.
I'm not going to make comments. I only want to comment on Dr. Hawking, all right? And that what Dr. Hawking said, and again, and I want to make this point very clear, I don't like Stephen Hawking. I think he's arrogant. I think I question his personal habits. I question his relationship with women. I think he's had a lot of girlfriends, and I don't think he's treated them very well. And I don't particularly think I think he's very unkind to his fellow scientists. But in this case, my hat's off to him. I have to say as well that heaven is a ridiculous idea. But the difference between me and Stephen Hawking is I'm not so arrogant as to want anyone to pay attention to me or to interview me because I've said that.
Well, if you believe this, and you, I take it, where are you, man? It sounds like there's...
You know, Phil, they're doing some... cutting of metal here. We're opening up a new series of offices. If you want, I can move into another area.
It's a little bit loud, yeah. This is an interesting point that you're making here because you're saying that you don't want to be controversial, you don't want to anger anybody, you don't want to piss anybody off, but the fact is there's no heaven and you're more important than Jesus.
I say that again, Phil, with all due respect, yes.
And you also say that because logically, scientifically, you cannot believe anything else. Now, Dr. Hawking is going to get an awful lot of heat for this. And on the other hand, though, you're not Stephen Hawking.
No, I'm not Stephen Hawking, but I don't consider myself any less a scientist. I think Stephen Hawking got famous because he got, as we say in our business, Hawking got famous because he got, he got into a chair. He got chair bound.
So you're thinking that Stephen Hawking is only famous because he's in a wheelchair?
I don't think that's the only reason, but I think that's why people pay an inordinate amount of attention to him. But in this case, I'm happy for him to take the heat. But I've said something that I think is a little more controversial than what he said. He said that heaven doesn't exist. I say that I am more important than Jesus. I don't think I'll get the same press attention because Hawking gets more attention because he's in a wheelchair.
I remember when John Lennon said that the Beatles were more important than Jesus, and he tried to explain that. And let me take a break here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Hold on there, Ron. Dr. Ron Tarter with us, commenting on Dr. Stephen Hawking. There is no heaven. It's a fairy story for people who are afraid of the dark. This is one of the most famous scientists ever. And I don't even know whether a Stephen Hawking's comments on heaven or hell or God are relevant at all. He's a scientist, and as Dr. Tarner just said, scientists deal in the here, the now, and the tangible, and those things we can touch. So perhaps they have nothing really to offer. But in Ron Tarner's world, he says for the first time he agrees with Dr. Hawking. 877-876-PHIL. Are scientists more important than Jesus? Well, to a Christian, no, they're not. But to a scientist, at least to this man here, Dr. Ron Tarner, they are. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline. Dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Scientists are, I guess, you know, they're part of the upper echelon. They're part of the intelligentsia. They're part of the leading class of thinkers, right? With me is Dr. Ron Tarner, who's talking about Stephen Hawking. Hawking is the eminent scientist who is in a wheelchair because of Lou Gehrig's disease.
And Phil, the way to identify, if I could.
Go ahead.
The way to identify Stephen Hawking for most people is to say he is the scientist who looks horribly deformed in a wheelchair. He's horribly deformed.
Well, I wouldn't call him deformed. His muscles have tightened to the point. Right.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. But I some people have been cruel. They called him a human pretzel. They've horrible things. But the man looks, when you see him, he looks horrific. And
well, he looks like a man whose muscles have wasted away. I wouldn't necessarily call it horrific. I want to get back to this point that we're making, and then get to some phone calls. 877-876-PHIL. Dr. Hawking said there is no heaven. You have stated here that we can't really debate heaven or hell or God's existence, but we can debate one thing. Are scientists given enough respect?
Absolutely. And I think that's what Dr. Hawking is saying. He is trying to draw attention to the scientific community and say, look at what we have done for the human race, and we get very little credit, and we get very little respect. And so I have to come out and say something to get people refocused on us. And
well, does Dr. Hawking believe this?
Yes, he believes it. But these are things we don't ordinarily say. But this is an important thing to say. There is no heaven. There is no hell. There's science. And for once in the lives of the American people, and perhaps in the lives of the people of the human race, have the common decency to give us respect. We're the ones that came up with those vaccines that keep your child from getting mumps, keep your child from getting measles. And what do? You stop giving your child those vaccines because you heard Jenny McCarthy say something, and the next thing you know, we have an epidemic starting all over again of whooping cough. We're the ones that came up with the polio vaccine. And what do you think happens? The Muslim religion in India tells people that the polio vaccine is a way for Christians to wipe out Muslims. So don't give your child the polio vaccine. In other words, religion.
Well, wait. Jenny McCarthy's not religious. You know, she's saying that she feels it causes autism.
And it's the same superstitious mumbo-jumbo.
Jenny McCarthy was saying that vaccines are what cause autism, though.
It's superstitious mumbo-jumbo. Stephen Hawking is trying to refocus people, slap people across the face, and wake them up to the fact that we're getting treated badly as scientists.
All right, 877-876-7445. We've got about a minute left in this segment. I'll have to go very quickly. Chris, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. How are you doing, Phil?
Fine. Thank you. 40 seconds.
I would just like to point out to the doctor there that there are scientists who also believe in God, and that there are scientific ways to explain the claims that Christians have.
I don't want to debate religion. I'm simply saying to you, I'm sure that there may be, I don't think there are, but if you want to believe that, that's great. I'm just saying that for all intents and purposes, I'm more important than Jesus, if you think about it.
No, you're not, because Jesus changed the world in such a positive way and put forth such a positive message.
Right.
Excuse me.
Message.
And I don't.
All right, Chris, hold on. Chris, I want you to stay with me.
Chris,
stay with me. Stay with me, and we'll be right back. 877-876-PHIL. Dr. Ron Tarner, Chris, and the rest of your phone calls coming up on Stephen Hawking. Heaven doesn't exist.
That is it. Oh, okay.
Phil Hendry. Stick around.
Get the can.
Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And welcome back to our show here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, going places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. We're talking with Dr. Ron Tarner about the statements of Dr. Stephen Hawking that heaven does not exist. Heaven is a fairy story for people that are afraid of the dark. And Dr. Tarner, you have had a public and longstanding feud and dislike of Dr. Hawking, but you agree with him here. We're going to get back to our caller who had joined us as we were really running out of time in the last half hour. It's Chris. Chris, you were making a statement, and I think, Dr. Tarner, your last statement was basically you're more important than Jesus.
Well, let me just say one thing, though, before Chris, again, I am not here to cause controversy. I'm simply here to state what I see is as
heard your point, sir.
And I am more important than Jesus, because did Jesus come up with the tetanus shot? No.
Did you come up with the tetanus shot, sir?
Well, if you're going to make that argument, then the doctor
did,
that did come
cannot
up with the tetanus shot should be, if you're going to make that argument, then the doctor that did come up with the tetanus shot should be more important than Jesus. Yeah, see?
You might have me on that one, but my point is Jesus is an important person because of the positive impact he had on the world. And his ministries, who do you think distributes the medicine in impoverished countries? Those are Christian organizations. And who do you think has outreach programs to educate people and help people of all personalities and all types in all countries? You cannot refute the positive impact of Christianity.
Not at
and
all.
You
not at all.
Christian,
I'm not doing that.
That
I'm not doing
not,
that.
That
I'm saying
not
that I'm more important.
Science. You're trying
no,
to make
I'm
the
saying
point that Christianity is a rejection of science, and there are ways to use science to prove
that's what it sounds
that
like.
Christianity is correct, and there are theories that exist. You can,
there is
science
no heaven
cannot explain the emotions
Dr. Hawking
that I have.
Saying,
science cannot
Dr. Hawking, oh, yes, I can.
Many of the
yes,
things
I can.
That go on in the
yes,
world.
Yes, I can. I can explain your emotions, and I can affect your emotions by way of biochemistry. Very easy to explain.
You
yes,
can
by way of
my emotions, but you can't explain why I feel one way. You can't explain the free will that
of
I have.
Of course I can.
You can't.
No, you're not hearing him. You said you can't explain why. You can't explain his emotion. You may affect his emotion, but you don't know why he feels the way he feels.
He feels the way he feels because of certain biochemical reactions that...
No. The biochemical reactions are the result of something.
No, they're not. That's what causes it.
Anyways,
what do you mean that's what
we've gotten on a tangent.
Yeah.
The point that I'm trying to make here is that Dr. Hawking says there's no heaven, it's a fairy tale, and I think what's offended you is the use of the term fairy tale, because you think he's referring to you as some kid. And maybe he shouldn't have said that.
The use of the word fairy tale as an immature usage of language on your part. And if
no, Dr. Hawking used Dr. Hawking called it that.
Because
Dr. Hawking
like
called it a fairy story.
Faith,
right. Well,
okay.
Look, Dr. Hawking,
but,
he's right. Dr. Hawking did call
it
a fairy. Dr. Hawking called it a fairy story. Okay, not Ron Tarner. 877-876-7445 here on the Phil Hendry Show. But other than that, what would be your statement concerning the other points he made? Because he's saying that he made a really good point. Christianity doesn't reject. Christianity does not reject science.
Look, Bill, I don't really know. I was trying to listen to what he was saying, but I've had so many conversations with people like that that I know enough not to get into. I don't want to get into an argument, so I sort of shut down. And that is not to say that I don't listen, but I've listened to enough arguments by people who believe in religion to I pretty much know what they're going to say.
Well, what does that mean?
What do you mean?
Well, do you not listen to people who believe in religion?
I don't, because, yes, I do, but I don't. I mean, I don't already know what they're going to say. They've all said the same thing over and over and over again. My point is simply this, that I don't want to be more important than Jesus Christ. Believe me when I tell you I don't want to be, because I know what that means to me and to my family. It is a hardship for me. It causes my son to be ridiculed at school.
What, in what way? What are you talking about?
Well, I've given comments before to the press or to local groups, and I've said that as scientists, we're more important than priests. As scientists, we're more important than, you know, clerics, and therefore I am more important than Jesus Christ. So my point is...
Well, so therefore you're more important than Jesus Christ. All right, so you're going to say something like that, you're going to get people angry at you.
I know that, Phil, but I don't want to get people angry at me, but I have no choice. I have to speak the truth, and as a result of me speaking choice, hold on for a minute. Turn that down, please, because it's driving me. I have to speak the truth, because if I don't, then I have no integrity. But because I say what is the truth, that I'm more important than Jesus Christ, my son gets ridiculed at school, my wife gets comments are made about her, and so forth. And so I don't want to do that. Believe me, I'd do anything in the world to try to keep from being persecuted by these people.
Boy, you're really flipping the metaphor on its head, aren't you? You're being persecuted now. 877-876-PHIL.
Well, we are, because what do you mean flipping it on its head?
Well, it's just usually you hear people who are into religion saying that, but you're saying you're being persecuted.
I'm not saying anything. I'm telling you that I am. You know, and that's why what rankles me a little bit is while Stephen Hawking has everyone talking about what a big shot he is, and yes, he made a very important statement when he said that heaven was a fairy tale, although I would have used another word, I've been talking about being more important than Jesus longer, and no one's written about that until recently.
And that's when your son and your wife... And
you know, that's right, Phil. And you don't have to blow it off like it's your son, like I'm imposing on you. And
no, I'm just I haven't heard this before. So you claim a kind of persecution. 877-876-7445. Here is Joe in Flagstaff, Arizona. We're talking to Dr. Ron Tarner about Stephen Hawking's claim there is no heaven. It's a fairy story. Go ahead, Joe.
Hi, listen, how can you claim that you're more important than Jesus? That's absolutely absurd. Jesus started an entire religion, changed the whole shape of the world, in the way of religion, has done more important things than his morality. So what? Well, what have you done?
Yeah.
Who are you?
As a scientist, I've created vaccines that have cured diseases, that have changed the world. As scientists, we've created fuels, and we've created. You've heard of science?
No, well, I've heard.
Or have you?
I've heard of science. Well, of course, I've heard of science.
All right. Science is I'm more important than Jesus.
No, but you individually,
it doesn't make any difference. I am science.
You
as a scientist. Well, you can laugh if you want, sir. But you can laugh if you want. But tell me,
you're absolutely absurd.
Did we not create things that changed the world, too? What you just attributed to Jesus, I attribute, and excuse me for saying this, more important things to science.
Like what? What's more important?
I just told you, the curing of diseases, the creations of fuels and nutritional supplements for food, the new ways of growing food.
Hey, Mr. Carter, science,
science
cannot...
Space. Did Jesus
travel
through space?
Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
Hey,
can
I get a word in here? Listen.
Go ahead, sir.
Science cannot explain life. still to this point? Why is there something instead of nothing? Listen, Stephen Hawking doesn't know if there's a God any more than you know if there's a God.
I think Stephen Hawking has a better idea of whether there's a God than you or I. Look at the place that man is in. Look at the world he looks at every day. Look at the reality. And he's not afraid of dying. That man,
he can call it
he's not afraid of dying. He's got more guts than you or I.
What, well, why do you say that? Because he has Lou Gehrig's disease?
Because he has Lou Gehrig's disease, and he's spitting into the face of all of these myths.
What does guts have to do with anything? What does
guts
have to do with whether or not Jesus Christ is more important than you? You're ridiculous. How could you,
deny that? Because I just gave you 58 reasons. Do you want 59? I don't know what to tell you.
No, but you're saying you individually. Science is science.
I am science. Have you ever seen these commercials on TV when the lady says,
Are you suggesting, Wells Fargo? Are you suggesting that science is more important than religion, sir?
Of course. Oh, that goes without saying.
Well, that's absolutely absurd. That's ridiculous.
Well, no, it isn't. No, because that you just stumbled into an air. Boy, have I got you now. I've got you pinned down. If this was a wrestling match, it'd be over.
Well, bring it. I haven't heard anything. You haven't gotten me down.
I just told you. What, did Jesus cure polio? No. Did Jesus fly into space?
No.
Did Jesus do any of that?
Hey,
no, he didn't cure your leprosy.
Did he ever raise anybody from the dead? Hey, Dr. Tarner, ever raise anybody from the dead? As a matter of fact, yes, we have.
As you know, we have.
How about you know that we have. Cure blindness?
And we've cured leprosy. Science has cured leprosy and blindness.
You've cured blindness.
Science has cured blindness. Science has cured leprosy and raised people from the dead. Next.
Have you ever raised yourself from the dead? Have you ever raised yourself from the dead, Doc? Have you ever
after getting off the phone with you, I'll have to raise myself from the dead, yes.
Well, that's a smart-ass answer.
I'm sorry, but, you know.
Well, you're sorry what? That's a smart-ass answer.
Did you forget the world of
sins,
Dr.
Carter?
Did you take the world's sins on your back, and did you manage to give everybody forgiveness so that they had a way to have a relationship with God? Did you do that, Dr. Tarner?
Yes, I did. Yeah, last Tuesday.
You and your science did that. Is that right?
Well, yeah, I did. As a matter of fact, I did, yeah. What difference does it make? I could claim that I did and have a whole bunch of people believing it.
No,
all right, I think we're getting into a discussion here.
I could say you're more important than Jesus yet. I've convinced a lot of people other than you that we have raised people from the dead, we cured, leprosy, the whole deal. We did it.
When did you walk on water and turn water into wine? Because we haven't got through all the miracles yet.
You can turn water into wine every day. They do it in Northern California. What are you talking about?
Well, they turn water to wine. They have grapes. And
yeah, through a fermented. What do you call it? Fermentation? Yeah. You know, you can laugh if you want.
More people know who Jesus is than knows who Dr. Tarter is or whatever his name is.
More people know who Jack the Ripper is than know me. What's that prove?
So I guess that means Jack the Ripper is more important than you too, dummy.
I suppose. Maybe in your world.
You didn't get me.
You know something? If this was a wrestling match, I would have had a thumb up your you-know-what. My name isn't Tarter. What'd you call me? Torpor? My name is Tarter.
Carter?
Tarter. You're an idiot.
All right. Thank you for your call, sir. It's a good call. Thank you very much, Joe. 877-876-PHIL as we talk about whether or not science is more. This is a ridiculous conversation. And, you know, I should know better, but Dr. Stephen Hawking, he started it. But anyway, Dr. Hawking was quoted today as having said, "There is no heaven. It's a fairy story for people afraid of the dark." And Dr. Ron Tarner, I suppose a red letter day, if nothing else, Dr. Tarner's on agreeing with Dr. Stephen Hawking for the very first time in our experience. 877-876-7445. We'll be right back. Coming up next hour, Bobby and Steve Dooley from the Western States Parent Teacher Organization on Botox in children and that ridiculous story about the little kid getting the Botox. The world famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877 877- 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Henry Show, and with us Dr. Ron Turner here as we discuss with him this comment by Dr. Stephen Hawking, which has got a few people upset. Dr. Hawking is noted for some controversial statements having to do with religion, and I suppose that it is to be expected from the world of science. Excuse me while I try to, I'm trying to shut off a fan here. Dr. Turner, before we go to another phone call, you've made the statement, you're more important than Jesus. I don't know that I know whether you're speaking of yourself personally or science. I think that's what confused the last caller.
Well, Phil, again, Dr. Stephen Hawking, an eminent scientist, a man who I've had personal disputes with, a man who I'm defending today. I'm defending Dr. Stephen Hawking today, and I'm doing that because I believe in truth, and I believe that he made a very truthful statement, even though I know Dr. Hawking as a human being is not what I would call an upstanding human being, and yet here I am defending him. Therefore, I am saying that I am of kinship, brotherhood, comradeship. I am one with the scientific community, as is Dr. Hawking. So if you ask me, am I more important than Jesus? Yes, I am. I am science. I mentioned that there was a commercial that I just saw on TV here, and I forget what it was. I think it was for a bank. And it had a young lady who works as a teller at a bank, and she said, my name is so-and-so, I am Wells Fargo. Well, how come you don't call her up and get with her?
How come I don't call up who?
The woman that said she's Wells Fargo. You see what I mean?
Well, that's an advertising slogan. That's not to be taken literal.
No, it most certainly is in that instance, because she's saying that she carries the representation of Wells Fargo. Well, the same thing for me. And right now, Dr. Stephen Hawking, for all I know, with all of his notoriety, probably is with, I don't mean to make a joke, but that if you saw the Serena Williams profile picture, which was quite revealing, I know Hawking, I know the kind of man he is, he probably saw that picture and however he was able, probably reached out and tried to get her phone number or something.
So, all right, Stephen Hawking, are you telling me Stephen Hawking... Okay, but the point is, as a scientist, you say you're more important than Jesus.
Yes, yeah. What?
But then what does Stephen Hawking and the Serena Williams profile pic have to do with any of that? I don't know. Our number is 1-800-877-876-PHIL. Let's go over here to a phone call from Molly. Hi, Molly. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Dr. Ron Turner. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't really have any questions for you, sir, as far as the doctor goes. I've never heard of you in my entire life, but I just happened to be tuning in to the radio station when I was driving down the road.
Yes,
the only thing that I have to say is, you know, you may not be a Christian, you may not believe anything at all, Buddhist, whatever you want to say, but in the Bible it does say, I have a question, you know, you think that your science is everything. You know, you think that you know the truth, and apparently you think you're more important and you're more famous than Jesus Christ is. And you know what, John?
I didn't say more famous.
Okay, well, either way, look what John Lennon said. Where is he now? In the grave. So, let me say something here.
He's in heaven. He's in heaven. He's with Jesus. Isn't he?
John Lennon is burning in hell, I'm sorry to say, sir. in the Bible, it does say,
whoever
blasphemes against the Holy Spirit.
Whoa, did you hear what she just said?
John Lennon's burning in hell. There's a man who wrote music about...
Do you want me to tell you the truth?
No, I just...
Code it for you.
No, I don't know. It's your opinion. I don't know whether it's the...
No. She's God, Phil. You got to listen to her. She knows. This is what I mean about these Christians. They got it all down. They got it all figured out. Go ahead, Molly. Lay it on us. Where are you going? Are you going to go to heaven or hell, Molly? I guess you already know, right?
All right, let's let the lady talk, okay?
Actually, I do know where I'm going. I'm going to heaven, and you know why I know that?
Of course.
I have faith in miracles.
Yes, of course.
I have faith in my own life, and I have faith
in
the
miracle.
It would be a miracle, I'll tell you that. It would be a miracle, you winding up in heaven, that's for sure.
All right. What's the point? Let's get back to the point we're talking about. Dr. Turner, you said that scientists are more important.
Yes, I said more important. Yes, absolutely.
All right, Molly, you wanted to comment on that?
Science is more important than religion. Is that what he's saying, sir?
That Jesus. That's what I said. That Jesus, yes.
Science is more important than Jesus. You know, that's kind of like, that's completely, that's like me saying Jesus is more important than science. Science is there to a point, but how do you think that we all ended up here? Do you think that something just popped and then a bunch of flowers grew and here we are?
Actually, I can tell you what happened. It was a small piece of batter that exploded. A small piece of batter that exploded, and that's how we got here.
Molly, well, who created that piece of matter? Do you think it just randomly
That was the intersection of two dimensions that are beyond this dimension. There were two dimensions intersecting and created another dimension.
Okay, well, well now you're getting...
Can you explain to me?
And by the way, can I ask you another? How large are your breasts?
Phil Hendry.